Matthew Barnes. Triple M Jane Day for breakfast. 98.7 The Kite. 92.3 in the Witch Sundays. Don't forget tickets to see Barnsley live. Mackay Entertainment and Convention Centre. Tickets are on sale right now. The mech.com.au as we head for our top today, 23 degrees here on Triple M.
Are you okay over there?
I'm good.
I just before you turn the microphones on, you were sniffling a storm and everything else.
It's going around. It's the hay fever thing.
Is it? Yeah. I thought it was just me. You know, every second person when we were having coffee the other day out at Mount Pleasant Shopping Centre was sneezing or, sniffling and everything else. And you're the same as well.
Yeah, I think it's a change of some of the seasons.
Yeah.
That's what I think it is.
See, I've never had it before. Until now. I thought I was actually getting just the head cold or something like that to start off with.
Have you been to the doctor?
No, of course I haven't.
So how do you know that it's not a cold then?
Well, I went to Dr. Google.
Oh, you're... Oh,
the Google doctor.
Have you actually even been diagnosed with gout?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Okay, so that's I think I'll just go to Google Doctor and see what they say first.
Yeah, well, they didn't have Google back in those days. There was
How old were you when you were diagnosed with gout?
I was...
10. I was 10.
No, I wasn't that bad, because at that stage I was taking the piss out of my dad for having gout. I think it was in my mid-20s, late 20s, something like that. So it was a while ago. So I thought, okay, because I had the symptoms of a cold. Like, I had the runny nose, the sore throats, the coughing. I was always feeling tired, that sort of stuff. Mm. So, okay, I've typed in all that, and it's come up with hay fever. I've gone, oh, okay, no, we can deal with that. It's not life-threatening.
Mm.
And, got on Google Doctor and said, okay, how do you get rid of hay fever? And the weirdest thing came up. Eat pineapples.
Pineapples.
I know, right?
For hay fever.
Exactly. Apparently, it's got an enzyme in there that helps with the inflammation of your sinuses.
Okay.
So, pineapples, of all things. Like, you could take many pills.
Yeah, but that's not guaranteed to work, though.
Well, neither are the pills.
Or better than, like, Zyrtec and stuff, which is good for hay fever, stops you sneezing and sniffling and watery eyes and stuff.
Yeah. The worst part about it, I'm not really into pineapples, so I'm going to have to go with the pills anyway.
You can still do it, just suppository.
The pineapple's up the
pineapple. Leaf side first. That's what they say to get rid of it. Okay, that'll really make your eyes water.
Yeah, do you do it? Do you start it upside down or the other way around?
No, leaf side upwards.
Oh, right.
So next minute, Dave's not coming to work tomorrow. I took that advice on the air, and I've got a bit of an issue. I'm at the Mackay Bays Hospital now.
Well, there you go. You can kill two birds with one stone. You can get rid of your hay fever and have a colonic at the same time.
Jane Day for breakfast. 16 past 6 at Triple M.
Music that feels good. Gets you going.